Now, the Ministry of Justice is investigating a cyber attack that has targeted thousands of coronial and post-mortem files held by the company Mercury IT. Both Te Whatu Ora and the Ministry of Justice say they have lost access to the data. The Ministry says there is no evidence to suggest the data has been taken, but it also can't rule it out. With us now is Jörg Boos from cybersecurity firm Dark Scope International. Kia ora, Jörg.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Thanks for coming on. Now, just firstly, how did they access this system and these files?
That's not known yet, but commonly it's a ransomware attack where some malicious code is sent to an employee or a system has been compromised. But it's
And so when they say there's no evidence to suggest the data has been taken, but it can't rule it out, what does it actually tell us?
Usually, in most cases, data are taken. But at this stage, they can't just confirm it because for that, they need to go to a lot of log files and to see what actually happened.
Quite interesting data, coronial and post-mortem files. What would the hackers be wanting to do with this?
In a lot of cases, this data will be given away or sold on the dark web or other platforms, and they correlate this information to create profiles around their next victims or to see what they can do with the information.
Mm. The ministry knew about this for about a week or so, they said. Why would they have kept it under wraps for that long?
I think they needed to understand what happened, and after a week, it seems to be that they at least have now the knowledge that they can't access the information. But I think they should have come out earlier than that.
Mm. Yeah, that seems to be the criticism, because this is quite very sensitive information. Are we seeing an increase in these attacks, and what are they getting? What are these hackers getting on the dark web for this sort of data?
So, yes, we have seen an increase in attacks recently in Australia and New Zealand, but we have also seen it in Europe. Data are sold for around $5,000. It really depends on the kind of information. If we talk about personal information, they are quite often have a higher value.
Mm. And where are they coming? Like, can we source them? Can we source in terms of geographically?
We can source some of the groups. So once a demand has been made, for example, if they make a demand, we can probably source the group and can say this group acts the majority out of Russia, Ukraine, or whatever it is, China. So that's the commonly countries are Russia, Ukraine, China, and South Africa is also quite active.
Like you said, there's been an increase in these attacks, and we've recently had one with Pinnacle Health and other what used to be our DHB's attacked lately. Does this just show that our cybersecurity is just not up to scratch?
I think we still have work to do, but it happens all around the world. Yesterday alone, when I was looking to see what's going on right now, I have seen 55 attacks, active attacks, from the last 3 days around the world, from large businesses. So it's not that uncommon, unfortunately. It is something we just need to accept as part of our life. And yeah, we do have to improve our security, of course.
And how can we do that? It seems something we shouldn't be getting used to, really.
I think we still are lacking in policies, procedures, where we store information, how we store information. We don't use encryption a lot. So there are some things where we can certainly improve and make it harder. We will never be able to prevent it entirely, but we can make it a lot harder for the attackers.
Hey, thanks so much for your time this morning. That is Jörg Boos from cybersecurity firm Dark Scope International.